Well, the process, as you know, is a year-long process. Almost immediately after we have the enshrinement ceremony for a given class, let's say the class of 2011, then the 44 members who serve on the Board of Selectors get started on selecting next year's class. That begins in late August each year with the Seniors Committee, who reviews players who've played 25 years ago or more to determine if there are two seniors that should be brought to the final vote. And that was done last year. And then shortly thereafter, the selectors start with the big list of nominees, typically about 130 eligible candidates, some being eligible for the first time, others being people that were considered before who are going to be considered again. And then the selectors, as you well know, because you've served on the selector board, is to take that long list of 130 or so and whittle it down to 25. And that 25 is normally announced somewhere around Thanksgiving, that we get to that 25. And then the next very difficult step is to take that 25 down to 15 modern era and two seniors. And that's the number of candidates that go to whatever the Super Bowl site is. And the Board of Selectors meet and deliberate and debate and discuss the finalists. It's a wonderful conversation. The selectors are so knowledgeable. They're all football people who are assigned to cover pro football on a full-time basis. They know their players very well. They do their homework. And they have what is a very awesome task to take 15 modern era candidates and whittle that list down to five. And many times the whole list of 15 might be considered as all worthy. So how do you decide which five should be selected? And similarly, they have to take a look at the two senior candidates and deliberate that as well. So it's a very difficult task, but they really apply themselves, and they came up with what we believe is another great class of enshrinees. One of the senior candidates made it, Jack Butler, who played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The other senior candidate didn't quite make the cut because it takes 80% of the vote from all the 44 selectors to get a person in, and that's a pretty high hurdle. So Dick Stanfell was not selected. We have five modern era candidates who were selected, and they're all great. They're not necessarily all marquee names that are household, like Cortez Kennedy and Willie Rofe, and Curtis Martin, maybe a little better known from the New York Jets. But a great class of enshrinees. Jack Butler's a Steeler, and so is Dermonte Dawson, another Steeler. So it's a great class of six. And we think we're looking forward to seeing them all in Canton, Ohio.
And you mentioned it is an awesome task, and it's been a privilege and honor to be part of that voting panel through the years. But and it's never without controversy. There is always, always going to be second guessing and ridicule of the process of how the vote turned out. And almost always because everybody's got a different opinion. It's subjective of who gets in and who doesn't. And the controversies are who doesn't make the cut. My question to you is many times that this is it seems that as an annual event within a day or so or the same day of those announcements that media members, fans start teeing off on the idea that, you know what, they've got to change it. They got to revise it. Your thoughts on how the process stands now, and is there any consideration to changing it just to address the concerns that have been brought up by critics?
Well, we're always open to looking at how things might be modified. In fact, in recent years, we have made some modifications. Particularly the senior candidate committee was established to make sure that we would go back and look for candidates who may have fallen through the cracks who played more than 25 years ago. At the same time, when other halls of fame, when we look at other sports and how their process works, oftentimes the Pro Football Hall of Fame selection process is held up as the model. Again, it's not to say that it's right or perfect, but it's held up. Certainly, it's a deliberative process. In other words, we don't vote, or the selectors don't vote by anonymous ballot. They get in the room. They exchange information with each other. They challenge each other's facts or perceptions, which I think is a very healthy way of having that discussion. The difficulty is, and no change of the selection process would address this difficulty, and that is you have a number of very deserving candidates. And that was the case again this year. We had wide receivers who are Hall of Fame worthy. We have coaches who are Hall of Fame worthy. But you can only bring in five modern era and two seniors. And so a lot of people would like to see that number stay low and exclusive, to say that the only people who get in the Hall of Fame are the best of the best of the best of the best. And that makes it difficult. And since you can only take five modern era and two seniors in any given year, that means that some have to wait. Doesn't mean that they won't get in. In fact, it's often said that for those candidates who make it to the finalist list, the question is not if they're going to get in, it's more a question of when.